It's 8:45, live and local on Morning Edition. I'm your host, Mike Hogan, and with me today, Karen Daniel. She's the CEO of the Susan G. Komen Great Plains Foundation. They educate and raise funds to basically eradicate and cure folks of breast cancer, correct?
Well, that's our goal. First off, we want to make sure that we meet the needs of the people in our community that have been impacted by breast cancer. We want to make sure that we can provide screening for those that need it and treatment support for those that are also in need. And then our bold goal is to reduce the number of breast deaths from breast cancer by 50% and by 2026. So that's our big goal.
Wow,
and then eventually, you know, eliminate this disease as a cause of death.
I don't think that anyone listening, I know in my life, that you can't go 2 degrees of separation without running into someone who has been impacted by breast cancer. That said, one of the missions that you just mentioned, getting screening and help to those who need it and can't afford it, maybe underinsured. Can you talk about that program a little bit? Because people may not be, specifically women, may not be looking to get checked when they ought to be, and there are resources there to help them get checked to save their lives.
Yeah, most certainly, Mike. That is one of our biggest issues, because with over a quarter of a million women that are diagnosed each year, if we can detect the disease early, it's much easier to treat with a much better outcome. So we do offer screening through a lot of our partners, specifically here in the metro, through Charles Drew, through One World, where women can have low or no cost mammograms. And we don't want people to ignore their breast health. Although you'd be surprised, even with women with insurance, almost half don't get screened. And one of the biggest factors for that is convenience, and which is makes it so important that our partnership in the community with Methodist Health System, they just purchased a 3D mobile mammography van. It will be on the streets here in June, and we're very excited to partner with them to make this great resource available to lots of people in our community.
Well, doing a little more good than the bookmobile, if you will. Fantastic. You've got a pink ribbon affair this Saturday, April 7th. It's at the Hilton Omaha. And can you talk about the event? Of course, the idea is to raise funds for things such as this mobile mammography van and the like. Can you talk about it a little bit?
Sure. We're very excited. This is our fourth year to have this event. We're happy to say that it's sold out. And we'll raise funds, specifically raise the paddle to fund days for mammography. Costs about a little over $200 to have a mammogram. And the more money that we can raise, the more women that we can help. To date, we started this program just 2 years ago. We funded over 304 mammograms specifically for underinsured and uninsured women. In addition to making sure that everybody understands what their breast health needs are and how to address those risks and where to go if they need some help.
The website is komengreatplains.org, so there's plenty of information about that fundraiser. Since it is sold out, if folks wanted to make a contribution in general, you know, hey, I want to help, would that be the website to do that at?
It would be, Mike. Yeah, certainly. You know, our donors have made such a difference in our community. Komen has been in Nebraska for 25 years. This year we celebrate our 25th anniversary, and we're proud of that fact that we've given away over $8 million due to the generosity of our donors, and that's just for local programs here within the state. It's been almost $3 million for breast cancer research. Komen, in general, has contributed almost $1 billion, $956 million, as the largest private funder of breast cancer research. And while people say, you know, we don't have a cure yet. What we do know is a lot more about the disease and the fact that it's not just one disease, but at least four different with subsets underneath that. And so that everyone that is diagnosed has specific treatment that's tailored to them. And as a result of both early detection and better treatment, the mortality has decreased. For the majority of the population, we still do have disparities, and one big population that is evidenced in is in the women of color. African American women have upwards of over 40% higher mortality. So we really encourage them to be vigilant about their breast health, to get screened much earlier than the rest of the population.
Check yourself, know the signs, go to ComeandGreatPlains.org for information, and then get screened. Stick around. We want to keep you here. That's great. Karen, thank you very much for joining us. Karen Danu, she's the CEO of the Susan G. Komen Great Plains organization. We appreciate you coming in with us today. Morning Edition continues presently.
I'm Steve Inskeep.